The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Hello, welcome to Giving It Up for Less, a podcast about oversharing. I am your host, as always, Lauren Ash, the queen of the overshares, the person who tells you things about herself you didn't want to know. So excited about today's guest. You probably know her from The Good Place. She's also going to be in this upcoming Quibi show, The Fugitive, which is loosely based on The Fugitive that you already know in your mind, which I cannot wait for. You also know her from The Internship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Tia Sirkar.
Hi.
Hi. That's when the applause would happen. At home, they're applauding.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. This is so fun. What I like about the show is that it helps me learn things about people in my life that I think I know well, but I don't know lots about. And then it also introduces me to new people, and I get to hear about minute detail and minutiae of their lives.
Great. I can't wait to share that with you.
I think it like speeds up friendships.
Sure.
I'm tipping my hand. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen.
We're going to be best friends in the next 35 minutes.
We're on the same page. As always, I like to have a theme for each episode. We often abandon it almost immediately sometimes. But today's theme is hellish holidays. And this is, you know, broad. This could be, there's a million different holidays. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And so I like to pick something big, you know, because then it could be anything and it can take us a million different directions.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I am a huge Christmas person.
Same.
Are you?
Yes.
So do you have like more than one tree? Is there...
Oh, okay. So our definition of huge Christmas person is different. No, just the one tree.
One tree. Okay, sure. Oh, I'm a psycho. Like full psycho.
I guess I just mean I love Christmas time and I love Christmas, but no, I only have the one tree.
Are you into the Christmas movies?
So interestingly enough, I just did a Christmas movie for the first time last year. And this is a world I knew nothing about.
Yeah.
And my manager is a huge, you know, like Lifetime Hallmark Christmas movie fanatic.
Yeah.
And she was very gung-ho about me doing this movie. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. And now I feel like I'm totally on board with the whole, it's a whole genre that I didn't know about. Do you watch these like Hallmark and Lifetime movies?
I do. Okay. And I have to say, I feel like it's become the genre that it is only in the past few years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like 5-6 years ago they existed, but now it's like it's 95 days of Christmas.
Yes. I did one this year and mine comes out November 24th. That's before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it,
sure.
But I also feel like who's watching Christmas movies that early? But the answer is a lot of people.
A lot of people. I think November 1st, it starts to become fair game.
For
some people, yeah.
Don't you want to enjoy, you know, Halloween in October and then Thanksgiving in November? Well, I know you're Canadian. So.
I'm Canadian. We celebrate Thanksgiving in October.
Great.
So by the time Thanksgiving and Halloween's over, November 1st, I mean, we're
you're
transitioning.
You're ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have another very major holiday before Christmas that
yes.
we should, I think, focus on. But you know what?
And you're from Texas.
I sure am.
Is Thanksgiving big in Texas?
Yes,
it is.
Very.
I feel like Americans love Thanksgiving.
We love Thanksgiving. I'm Texan and I'm Indian, so like food is important to both of those groups of people.
Yeah.
and family. So, you know, Thanksgiving is a good one because it just means like your family gets together and you make food, you cook food, you eat food. That's like what Thanksgiving, I mean, it's like about togetherness, but also food.
Eating.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of Americans, because again, we celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada. It is a thing up there. Everybody celebrates it. But I feel like it's bigger down here. It's like part of the holidays. And people
100%.
Tend to love it because it's all the goodness of Christmas, in a sense, without the pressure of the gift giving.
Correct. So I've never thought about it in those terms. Yes. I was in Canada last year during your Thanksgiving, and I feel like everyone... All the Canadians were like, yeah, it's just like a day off. Like, we're not fanatic about it.
We get a Monday off. You guys, you do it right. You're like, we're out as of, it's technically Thursday, but we're out on Tuesday.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's like holiday travel and there's just, you know, there's stress because it's a lot of family, you know, dynamic situation. But then there's also turkey and stuffing and, you know.
Delicious.
What do you guys eat for Thanksgiving?
The same.
Same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're
not original. We're not. I like people always ask me, they're like, well, what are Canadians celebrating? Like, what's that for you? And I'm like, we did get discovered also. Like, we are an established nation.
Someone did discover us.
Right.
But also, it's some people will say it is marks the beginning of the harvest.
Okay.
Which I think is nice.
That's much nicer than if we actually stop to think about what we're really celebrating. But that's a whole nother podcast.
That's another podcast. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, well, hellish holidays. There you go. It does fit in.
Sure.
Technically fits in.
The first Thanksgiving was hellish for a lot of people.
It sure was. It sure was. Just a little bit of genocide. And we thank them for the lives that were lost. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was trying to think, I have so many amazing holiday memories. I have so many great Christmas memories, so many fun different things. And I was like, what is like my worst holiday memory? And I will say the holiday that I hate the most is New Year's.
There's a lot of pressure for
it's
New Year's.
So much pressure.
Like, it has to be so much fun. It has to be the best night of your life every time.
Every time. And it's like, if you're single, I personally, I don't know your opinion on this, I think being single on New Year's is worse than being single on Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe because it's also like, going into another year.
Yes!
Solitude.
Totally.
Loneliness.
Here I am again, kissing my dog at midnight. I feel like it's such a couple-y thing to me.
No, I don't know. I mean, Valentine's Day is such a constructed, like, I don't know.
I agree with you that it is a very man-made holiday, but I also love love and I love all different kinds of love. So I feel like there's different ways into Valentine's Day for me. New Year's, it's like you're either alone or you're not.
You kiss your someone or you're going to live a life of, you know, just you and your dog.
Yeah. Which isn't a bad life.
That's a good life, too.
It's a good life, too.
Yeah.
But ironically, all of this being said, the story that I'm telling is about Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
So that was a little fun misdirect for the listeners. My birthday is February 4th.
Okay.
And what that means is that anytime I have a boyfriend, they have gone through Christmas at the end of December, and then they've gone through my birthday at the beginning of February, and Valentine's Day, not usually a priority for the man in my life. I've had some try and make an effort, but probably only because I make a big deal out of it. Then I'm like, oh, there's somebody getting this expensive dinner. And what? Because my birthday was 10 days ago, I get to pay the price? It's like people who were born on Christmas.
I feel very bad for people born on Christmas or anywhere near Christmas because...
Oh, totally. Your whole life of joint gifts?
Totally.
Yeah, no, it's a nightmare. Women getting pregnant, think about this. Plan your baby's birthday accordingly. Let that be the lesson I share. But so I was dating this guy and I was living in Toronto at the time, but I was coming down to LA for pilot season, as lots of actors do, and we were going to be apart over Valentine's Day. And so, and we had been together on my birthday, again, 10 days prior.
Sure.
He bought me a Snoogle, which I did ask for, for those who don't know, it is a body pillow designed for pregnant women. That is like a letter C, so you can have it under your head and then it goes around your back and through your legs. So it's hugging you. And my point is, I don't know why it's only for pregnant women.
Do you use it?
I think it's still in Toronto, so I'm very excited to get that back into my life. I was like, do I ship this to LA?
Did you use it?
Oh,
on
yeah,
a regular
consistently,
basis?
Yeah. And I, for the record, have never been pregnant. This was a pure comfort gift for me.
I've just learned so much.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing, but
the Snoogle.
Yeah, well, a Snoogle.
Who knew? Who knew? So anyway, I was very excited by this gift, but I thought, certainly, I'm staying at a hotel in LA, I'm down there doing pilot season, certainly. He knows where I'm staying. He's going to send some flowers on Valentine's Day. And I don't think that that's a huge, you know, ask.
Sure.
So the other thing is, for context, I had given him a Valentine's Day gift before I left home. So if anything, I'm trying to control the situation by going, here's your gift, right?
Ball's in your court.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
And so Valentine's Day comes and I'm like, you know what? Don't get crazy. Toronto's 3 hours ahead. And by evening, I'm like, nothing's coming. There's going to be there's no flowers, there's no whatever. And so I call him and I'm like, dude, what's up? And he's like, oh, I just didn't think we were doing that. And I was like, you didn't think we were doing that after I had already given you a Valentine's Day gift?
Like, I already did it.
I already did it. If anything, at that point, say, oh, I was going to wait and give it to you in person. Then you have time to scramble.
Come up with something. I mean.
Right?
This is an opportunity to try and finagle your way out of the doghouse.
Exactly.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity. So we have this kind of like, not really a fight, but I express my disappointment. And he was coming a week later to visit me. Great. So in my mind, I'm like, there's no way he's going to show up without something.
He's going to fix it.
And he literally shows up with nothing.
Oh my God.
And I was like, dude, at this point, this is embarrassing for you. You have been, what have you been doing at home for the past week? You know, I know your schedule. There's a lot of time where you're just blogging about hockey. So, I make him sound so Canadian. So then he's like, fine, I'll go get you something right now. And no. I was like, I don't want that. This is, you're defeating the it's
That's
over
not the
now.
Point at all.
So sure enough, we get into, now we're in an argument about it. He storms out. He comes back 90 minutes later and he's bought me a cookbook called What the Fuck's for Dinner, which I was also like, you don't cook. So this also feels like a, here you go, cook for me.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then an iPad case. An iPad case. I did not own an iPad. And I was like, this could be a fun opportunity for you to be like, I'm also going to get you an iPad.
No.
And then I literally looked at him and I went, what is this? And he said, it's an iPad case. I said, I don't own an iPad.
For whose iPad?
And he goes, I thought you could use it as a purse.
What?
It like closed. It like fully closed.
Oh, you know what? Okay, sorry. He made several mistakes, but I will just, in his defense,
please,
in this poor man's defense, I went to a sample sale in New York once in Soho, and I bought what I thought was a really cool clutch, and turns out it was an iPad case, and did not own an iPad at the time. So, you know what, like...
I bet you they were similar. It was probably a similar style. Because this did, I see what he was saying, but it was so thin, I was like, I don't know what, I couldn't fit a phone in there.
After the fact, I was like... This is clearly an iPad case, and I just spent a lot more money than I would ever... I don't even... Yeah, it was dumb. But he, so, you know.
Yeah.
He may have legitimately thought, like, this is technically an iPad case, but she could perhaps use it as a cute little purse.
And I think the bottom line to all of this is that if it had come on February 14th,
I wouldn't have said,
wouldn't be telling this story.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Wouldn't be in the top five. I'd be like, well, you know... What, that's adorable, that's charming, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Now I'm just like, this is crazy. The follow-up to all of this is that we find out later he had left his credit card at this store accidentally. So then, like, the next week of my life in LA after he's gone back home is me trying to get back to this store because I'm now staying somewhere else and trying, the hours were weird, and it just turned into this whole, I was like, I have done so much work for
this
dumb present.
That I have no use for.
I have no use for it.
And so, then yeah. Did you, I mean, I also think, like, don't necessarily give a woman a cookbook if
Never.
You don't know that she is maybe otherwise a cookbook enthusiast.
I am not a regular cook. Like, I don't cook regularly. I like to cook, but I do not cook for function, if that makes sense. Like,
sure.
I'll cook if I have, you know, I've got an afternoon. That's
sure.
a nice, relaxing thing.
Yeah.
But I don't cook every day.
Well, and also the specific cookbook that he chose.
Correct.
What the Fuck is for Dinner.
Yeah. Charming. Very charming. Mm. I will just follow up by saying this was the boyfriend who was like, we need to move in together. You know what? You should buy a place. You have the money.
And you should buy a place and I should live there.
Correct. He's like, I'll get money from my parents to give you a little bit of the down payment. I'll pay half the mortgage. And I was like, okay, all right. And so I agree to this. And literally, like, the ink isn't even dry on the papers. And he's like, I can't do this. I have to break up. And I was like, what? Like, you talked me into this.
I just bought a house.
And I can't afford it on my own. I put all my money into this.
Who's going to pay the mortgage?
I'm an actor. And I literally said, what are you talking about? And he goes, I swear to God, I know you're going to think this is a lie. He goes, yeah, I tried on the coat of moving in together, and it fit. But I just couldn't get it zipped up all the way.
No.
And I literally went... You've got to be fucking kidding me.
That's not real. That's real?
That's real. I tried on the code of moving in together and it fit, but I just couldn't get it zipped up all the way.
I mean, really even know how to respond to that.
Nobody does. Because again, it sounds fake. It sounds like I scripted it. It sounds unreal. No. Yeah. And I feel like for the listeners of this show, just when you thought there wasn't one more crazy dating story of Lauren Ashes, I always find another one to pull out. Always another one in the tickle trunk. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that he's your ex.
You know what? There's always a reason.
I think it's clear. I think you've given us many examples of why.
I think you're right. I think maybe I should have listened more to the Valentine's Day thing as a flag.
Sure.
Maybe even only a yellow flag,
sure.
But it was a flag of some
sure.
sort
yeah.
to then not.
The antenna should have maybe gone up a little bit.
Should have.
Like,
should have. Yeah.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Mine is actually about Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah.
I thought about it, I was like, I've been really lucky in that I couldn't think of any.
Yeah.
And then one hit me and I was like, oh, that is, there is no contest. This is the worst holiday I've had. It's another ex-boyfriend story. So my ex-boyfriend at the time, or my boyfriend at the time, now my currently my ex-boyfriend. So Thanksgiving, as we just discussed, is a big deal to me, my family. We do it big. I have mom, dad, and my sister, so it's just the four of us, and a lot of our family is spread out all over the world and the country. So Thanksgiving is kind of, it's not one of those like, oh, we celebrate with 20 people. It's always like, often just the core of the four of us.
Right.
So we cook all day. My mom's always in charge of like the main dish, which is often like a turkey or a lamb. Not a lamb. That sounds horrible. Some lamb.
Bring out the lamb.
Just had this like mental picture of like a poor lamb. Anyway, and then I do all the side dishes, like the veggie casseroles and things. And my sister is a really great baker, so she's always in charge of a pie or a cake or something like that. My dad's like the taste tester.
Sure.
He gets it real easy on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Supervising.
Yeah. He oversees. So it's a big deal, and I look forward to Thanksgiving very much. And this particular Thanksgiving, my parents were traveling out of the country, and my sister was in New York, and so we were like, well, we're going to see each other at Christmas. So I decided to go visit my boyfriend who was with his family. This ex-boyfriend was Indian, and his parents are very traditional, and my family is not.
Right.
They are very sort of what you might think of like a typical traditional family. They're very vegetarian. Anyway, they don't do Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like, they I don't know, they have like Indian food on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But it's fine. It's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Sure.
But I love Thanksgiving, and so I was like, okay, I still want Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go make a tofurkey because, you know, they're vegetarian, and I'm obviously going to be respectful of that, but I still want it to feel like Thanksgiving.
Totally.
So I went out, I got a tofurkey, I made, some side dishes, and I wanted to bake a baked thing, you know, with Thanksgiving, a pie or whatever. So I even like called my mom and was like, what do I do with a tofurkey? And she was like, I don't know. I've never even seen a tofurkey. And so she's like trying to advise me like how to make it good, what to do with it. So I like slave away in their kitchen. I make this tofurkey. I make some side things. I go to make this pie and I'm like, hey, do you have some measuring cups and measuring spoons? And they were like, no. And I was like, what do you mean no? How do you bake? How do you make anything?
How do you cook anything?
First of all, baking. They were like, oh, we eyeball it. I'm like, you can't eyeball baking.
No.
Cooking, sure. Baking, no. It's a science. Like,
yeah.
It's chemistry. So then I'm like just making do with like ladles and spoons. And and no one helped me. It was a very stressful thing. And so I make the damn tofurkey and we sit down to have dinner. And his mom, Indian mothers always have lots of Indian food in a fridge. Like, the fridge is always full of lots of food, I feel like. They heated up Indian food, like chickpea curry and a veggie thing and some rice and some, you know, naan or whatever. And everybody ate the Indian food. And nobody even tried the tofurkey.
Oh,
except for my ex-boyfriend. And I was like, are you people serious? Like,
wow.
You're not even just gonna, like, just take a bite, say it's good, lie to me, I don't know. Just do me.
And you know what it is, too, is that it's like you're learning so much in that moment.
100%. About only, everybody.
Exactly. About not only what their dynamic is with each other, but like how he grew up, right? It's like that's
big
such
time.
A telling
big
thing.
Big time. Yeah, it was, I was so offended. It's not like I need you to like pretend like this is the best thing you've ever eaten. I get it. It's a tofurkey. Like, how good
can
it be?
You know what? I was a vegetarian for 9 years and then I fell off. It's a long story, but I've eaten my share of tofurkeys and they're actually pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a bad cook.
And
more importantly, it's like a gesture of goodwill.
Totally.
To just like do me a solid, take a bite, you know?
How long had you been with him at that point?
a few years.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking from what you're telling me, it's like, was this a new relationship? And they're like, we don't know yet. We're not going to make an effort. Oh, that's bad. That is hellish.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it's like the rest of the night, you must have just been sitting in it.
Seething.
And did he defend them?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There was lots of, you know.
I'm sure.
Like, that was not the only thing in our entire relationship that caused a riff.
Sure.
Particularly involving his family. But, yeah, that Thanksgiving sucked.
Yeah, and you know what's hard about that, too, is that I feel like it's one of those things where it's hard when also if you have tradition with your own family that's important to you and special to you and you want to do something, you're doing something different, you're kind of going out of your comfort zone, you must have felt so homesick.
It
must have been like an immediate, like, it was a bummer. What am I doing here?
It was a major bummer, yeah. And I was like, damn my parents for going on some great, like, international vacation and leaving me to eat this tofurkey by myself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. And I'm sure the dessert was a disaster because, like, no measuring spoons, no measuring cups. I'm just eyeballing flour and baking soda. I don't know. It was a mess.
That's a mess. And you're right. Baking is literally chemistry.
Like, correct.
And if you're a good enough baker, I'm sure you can get to the point, maybe.
Potentially.
If you do it professionally. Sure. But again, for somebody who's like, you know, and maybe like, I don't know how much you bake, but I'm not that you're doing it 3 times a day.
No.
You're probably not. I wouldn't feel confident.
I need a tablespoon to tell me how much whatever to put in here. Like, I need that.
I think that's reasonable. I think that's reasonable.
It's so unreasonable to not have a single measuring cup in your house.
That's actually, like, that's crazy.
And they bake. It's not like they don't do that. They bake. They just do it in a really, and then that's really weird way.
That puts a whole other light on it where it's like, you need a measuring cup?
Oh, you do? Because we don't.
We don't use those. We know our recipes so well. We've cooked them so many
times.
We're that good. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, in-law relationships, I've had a lot of boyfriends over the years. Shocker, I know. You've known me for a very short time, but I think you're probably picking up on my vibe. But it's always, I'm always endlessly fascinated by how differently different families and different people interact. This same boyfriend I'm talking about with the iPad case, his family, they have his dad and stepmom had a house in Palm Springs. And so we were going during that same trip. He was visiting me. We were spending some time there. And I'll remember his stepmother, like, took me aside at one point and was just like, I find him so irritating.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I have since he was a child.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, but you're lovely. And I just really hope he doesn't mess this up. And I was like, wow. Okay. Again, I just learned so much in the last 10 seconds of my life about my own relationship. But I remember one of the things for me, I'm an only child. I grew up with a single mom. And there was him and his brother's wife and their kids and his dad and his stepmom and him and I. And so we would spend a lot of time all together. And I'm somebody who I didn't realize, but I really am comfortable in solitude. And in this situation, there was, you know, I'd get to a point at some point in the day where I was like, I just need to go be alone for a little bit. But I was like, but you're welcome to join me.
Sure.
I just need to kind of be out of the
fray.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, we, like, sat down the one day and we were chatting for a second and he's like, well, we should really get back there. And I was like, I can't. It was like day 3 or day 4. And I was like, I think I earned 20 minutes. I think I earned a 20 minute break. But that was interesting to me too, because it was like, I would never expect, again, it's just those different dynamics and how people are brought up and everybody is so wildly different in what their expectations are.
Yeah. And yeah, because when you're growing up, you think your normal is normal.
Right.
Like, you think your day to day, like, what familial dynamics and whatever. The older I get, the more I realize, even with just like other sibling, like how me and my sibling work is not at all how, like, and you being an only child, I mean, getting thrust into a family with lots of, you know, just totally, a whole lot of people and a lot of, like, I don't know whether they were all, if everyone got along. But
they did for the most part. There wasn't anything that was that dramatic. It was just, I'm not used to being around that many people in a house for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, like, even, you know, growing up, if we were going to Christmas at my grandparents' house with, like, my aunt and my uncle or whatever, there still just wasn't that many people, I guess. And so it's like, yeah, I was just like, oh, I want a break.
It's overwhelming. Sure.
It's overwhelming. Sibling dynamics do fascinate me because I have no concept.
Right.
So I've often been like, you know, why do you and your sister fight so much? You have a best friend living in the house with you. And the kids are just like, doesn't quite work like that.
I have a sister and we are both best friends and sometimes mortal enemies.
Oh, and listen, I get it. I mean, yeah, I get it more now, like logically. Sure, but as a kid, I was always like, I remember one of my best friends, her and her sister fought so brutally. And I was just like, I don't get it. Like, why don't you and Ashley just love each other?
And the thing is, they do.
They
but
do.
But then also, they might want to kill each other from time to time.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how
Which
it works.
Is nice. You know, I guess in a sense, it's nice to have that. I guess I have that relationship more with my mother. She's going to listen to this. She's going to hate that comment. But you know what? Love you, Ma. What can you do? That's a great story, and not a great story because it's a horrifying story. But I mean, it is like it's such a. I think that's something that so many people can relate to, because also it's you know I think that most of us who pair up for the vast majority, I don't know if we would like choose our in-laws necessarily.
Sure.
Are you in a relationship now?
I am.
You don't have to talk about it. I'm not trying to pry.
It's a much better relationship.
That's great. That's good to know. Thank goodness.
I don't know why I'm totally dragging this. Poor family.
No,
because
it's fine.
I don't ever talk about this stuff. But since you've brought it up,
yeah.
I was just thinking his stepmom had pulled you aside and said that you are so lovely and that she hopes that he treats you right.
Yeah.
Or doesn't screw it up. Which
yes.
Ultimately, I guess, spoiler alert, he did.
He did. Yeah. Well, the coat didn't get zipped up. So he messed it up.
It did go on though.
It got on, which was nice for him. But that's the difference between a medium and a large. You know what I'm saying?
But she once pulled me aside and told me something to the effect of, you know, you need to look after him and, like, clean up after him and just really take care of him. And I was like, I am... My mother is, like, a professor of women's studies and gender roles.
Oh, my God.
And so telling me that was so wildly offensive. And I was like, I don't need to clean up. Why don't you teach your kid how to clean up after himself?
Yeah, it's not like you're doing it, lady.
And not rely on a woman. Yeah, that's so terrible.
No, we kid. That's so, isn't that fascinating?
That was my red flag. I was like, oh boy, this is not a good situation.
Because if she's saying that to you, what has she said to him?
Exactly.
His whole life.
That he should be looked after by a woman, whether it be his mom or his partner, you know?
And come on, even at the best of times, a lot of them, you know what I mean? I love all of you men listening. I love all of you. But I will say from my own experience, there's a lot of men who expect that. And
sure.
And that's not with a mother that necessarily is pushing that into their life. So I can
this
imagine.
This one was.
Yeah, that feels like a lot. Feels like a lot.
Anyway, listen, in the grand scheme of things, if that's my most hellish holiday, I'm very lucky.
And you know what? I am feeling the exact same way because as I was racking my brain, I agree with you. I was like, that's not so bad.
Sure.
That's not so bad.
Could be worse.
The iPad case. Oh, it could be way worse.
Yeah. So
no houses got burned down.
No, exactly. I consider myself very lucky that if, you know, they didn't eat my tofurkey. Come on.
Like, yeah.
That's all right.
But still, you know.
But still rude.
They can go after themselves.
Exactly.
Something we like to do on this show is a little segment called Dumb Lies We Tell. And I put it out to the listening audience and have them submit dumb lies, which we talk about. And then we maybe talk about our own as well. There's so many great ones, you guys. And people, dumblieswetell@gmail.com. You've got to keep sending them in because it's just... I like getting to see the other side. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm getting, again, I meet people, I get this view into their lives. I feel like these emails give me a view into people's lives. And so this one really did it for me. I think you're going to enjoy this. Years and years ago, my boyfriend and I would take turns buying condoms.
Okay.
Cool. That seems very fair.
Yes.
Very fair. Your gender studies mother is going to be okay with this. She's like, I allow it. We were camping in Ojai, and it was my turn. It was when they were still kept behind the counter. I was so nervous that I went around the store and bought everything that a new mother who was unable to take birth control would need. I figured they wouldn't judge me that way. So I bought diapers, baby wipes, cream for stretch marks, you name it, all just to purchase condoms. Not my finest hour. My boyfriend said, "Damn, you spent too much money. I'll buy them from now on."
Oh.
few things going on here that I love. One, I think that it wasn't her intent necessarily to manipulate the situation, but I like that he's like, you know what, I got it from here on in. I think that's great.
Score, yeah.
And also, I love, this is so something I would do. I'm somebody who, like, I'm a performer for a living, but I'm also, like, inherently just, like, very shy. If I go to, like, a dinner theater situation and the actors want to talk to me, I'm like, please don't, just don't talk to me. I don't want to call and order a pizza. I'm just very, like, I just don't want to, I don't want to have to interact with anybody I don't have to. in those kinds of ways, in transactional kinds of ways. Do you know what I mean? If somebody sees me from the show and wants to talk, that's a different story. But if it's like, I need to place an order or I need to get something, I would, the self-checkout is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Listen, I'm with you.
Totally.
But I also just like to scan. I don't know why I get such a, it's so satisfying. Ugh. I don't know what's wrong with me. I will choose to go through that self-checkout, even if there's like a lane that's open.
Me too. I had, listen, as a kid, my dream was to get one of those cash registers scanned, yeah. And well, I never did. And then as an adult, my cousin, who is a delight, I opened up this present and I was like, does it scan? And she was like, it does. And I was
so excited. Oh, she knows you so well.
I loved it. In high school, I was a cashier for a brief period. And when they asked me why I wanted the job, I was like, well, I want to scan and I want to press the buttons.
Oh my God, we are kindred spirits.
I never knew
that I had that would be so satisfying. Because, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't have a self-checkout.
No. Me neither.
You had to let the cashier do it.
Oh, it is very satisfying.
Yeah.
There's something about the whole, like, I don't know. It's very odd.
I type in when it's produce, I'll be like, limes, search, 3.
Yes.
Boop. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what that says about me, but
I don't know
really
what it says about me. I have the exact same trait. But yeah, I love that idea of like inconveniencing yourself to try and do something that's like completely.
That this person they don't know you from Adam. They will never see you again. And yet it's just crippling embarrassment that you have to like buy $50 more worth of stuff that you'll never use.
Never. I love that she was like going to the the diapers weren't enough.
Right.
The wipes, not enough.
Nope.
Stretch mark ointment. Cream.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. And then that made me think of one of the most recent dumb lies I've told, which is so stupid. Again, I'm not a good liar. I don't lie about real things, but sometimes I get myself into situations where I do things like this, which is so stupid. I was dating this guy and he was coming over and he's like, do you want me to bring you a coffee? And I was like, sure. And he's like, oh, I don't know your order yet. And I was like, my order is a grande iced Americano with non-fat milk and 1 Splenda. That's my order.
That's your real order.
That's my real order. But when I was telling him my order, I became impossibly self-conscious about Splenda. Because there's so much like, you know, it's like, it's chemicals, it's bad for you, it gives you Alzheimer's or whatever. And for the record, Splenda, I'm not saying that. I drink you every day. So if the Splenda people are listening, I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. For me, it's that my mom was diabetic growing up. And so we only ever had like diet soda and anything that's made with real sugar, I find is just it's too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So and people will complain about that. I like the taste of Splenda because again, it reminds me of what I grew up on.
I love Splenda.
Oh, see, we are soulmates.
I love Splenda. I know that there's like a thing where they like change the atomic makeup of the whatever and that can't be good for you, but damn it, I love Splenda.
I know.
If I have coffee and they don't have Splenda,
it's a thing.
Take your coffee back.
Take your coffee back.
What am I supposed to do with this coffee?
Well, this is the joke. So he asked me my order, and I'm like, grande iced Americano with non-fat milk?
Period.
And he's like, that's your order? And I'm like, yes. And so for the duration that I had been dating him, I've been drinking bitter coffee for no reason.
Oh my God.
There was one day that I was like, ooh, this is really bitter. And then I happened to have some Splenda in the house, so I put
one in. I'll be right back.
And again, he didn't flinch. He doesn't care. What does he care? Why am I trying to, you know, mask myself from, you know, the truth about my coffee consumption?
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either. It was a stupid one.
I have, again, not really to do with anything except for Splenda.
Yeah.
I was just in Canada working on a movie.
Beautiful.
I love going to Canada and working.
Thank you.
I love it very much. Everyone is always so lovely and, you know.
Were you in Vancouver?
I have worked a lot in Vancouver. And then last year I went to Montreal and I shot a movie and it was amazing. And then this time I shot a movie in Toronto. But not actually Toronto, which was the sad part. It was outside, an hour outside of... Well, where are you from?
I'm from 2 hours outside Toronto.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was in Hamilton.
The Hammer.
Uh-huh, the mm-hmm. Hammer. Yep, sure. Mm-hmm.
Steel Town, for listeners who are not familiar. Yeah. Yeah, real kind of... But you know what? Hamilton's having a moment right
it
now.
It really is.
Yeah.
I saw that with my own two eyes. It's a very interesting city because it is a steel town, but then there's like this new sort of... I don't know. There's like fancy coffee shops yep. and matcha lattes and cute yeah. little fancy kind of tasting menu restaurants. But the rest of the town doesn't necessarily, there's like a disconnect.
There's smokestacks. Like. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's an interesting thing because very boring for a split second. Real estate got so nutty in Toronto.
That's what
that people have been slowly kind of moving further and further and further. And so now they've gotten as far as Hamilton, which is about an hour away, as you yep. were saying. And so, yeah, and so what ends up happening is the young people who are trying to buy property, it's like, well, now they need their coffee shops. They need their matcha lattes.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now they're getting them in the Hammer.
Which I love.
Why did I tell... Oh. So I went to a coffee shop and I encountered the only rude person I've ever encountered in Canada. everyone else in all of the trips in my life I've taken to Canada, various provinces, this is the only person that has been... sort of just a real ornery person.
Sure, a pill.
I was
gotcha.
Just trying to be generous and ladylike.
Yes, of course.
So she was really, really nasty to me. From the moment I stepped up to the cash register, she like wouldn't look at me and was sort of just like barking her, you know, like at me. And so I said, now you take Splenda in your coffee.
I do.
But it's iced, right? So you can just put that in yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so I get a latte with a Splenda. But if I'm taking it to go, I often will ask the barista or the person at the register, can you throw a Splenda in there for me?
Yes.
And the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is, oh, they're over there, like at the little sugar sweetener station. And I say, oh, can I grab it for you? And then they're like, sure, no problem.
Right.
So I said, oh, and can you throw a Splenda in there? And she said, no. But only no. Just no.
No.
And didn't even look at me to say no. And I said, sorry? Because I was like, what do you mean no? Just no? And she said, no. No, we can't. And she said, it's over there. And she pointed at the state little sugar station 8 solid feet away from where we were standing. And I said, well, can I grab it and give it to them? And she said, no. And I was so offended. I was like, oh my gosh, this person is really... And it wasn't just the fact that she said no, but it was just the whole interaction was just very aggressive and rude. And so then... I was waiting and I was sort of like really mad about it, but I didn't want to be rude. I don't know. I just was seething again.
Yes.
And then, so I get my coffee to go. The nicer girl has made my coffee and I turn to get the Splenda and there is no Splenda. And she comes by and I said, sorry, where's the Splenda? And she said, it's right there. And she points to a little thing of stevia.
Different thing.
Very different.
Very different.
And I said, oh, because when I asked for a Splenda, you said it's over here. She said, yeah, well, we don't carry Splenda. And I said, well, then, and she goes, well, I said, well, that's stevia. And she said, well, yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm like, you're a barista and you are telling me that you think stevia and Splenda, those are very different
things. And stevia
things.
Is also like sickeningly sweet.
Sickeningly
so
sweet.
So for somebody, again, who likes Splenda, which in my opinion is, again, is not as sweet, that's
correct.
A nightmare.
100%.
There was one time I never do this, but I ordered a coffee, I put a stevia in it without thinking, took a sip, and then I had to send it back, and I apologized. I'm like, charge me for it. I just can't drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the other end of the spectrum.
If stevia tasted like Splenda, I would happily drink it. I mean, consume it.
Yes.
But it's like saccharine. It's strangely, even though it's not saccharine because it's natural, it's saccharine sweet, so.
It is.
Anyway, that was my one negative experience in all of Canada.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm on behalf of my people, I'm so sorry.
I'm
very, very sorry. But yeah, that's brutal. You know what the thing is too, is that people don't realize, because if you're going to a traditional Starbucks, that's what I was about to say, that's traditional coffee. That's really the way it's meant to be prepared. I didn't mean it that
How
way.
How God intended it.
So yeah, exactly. But it's liquid sugar. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I totally get what you're saying, where it's like, can you put it in there for me? Because it's like trying to put a sweetener into a cappuccino.
Correct. When there's the foam. There's foam. And it's like, the whole thing. Just throw it in there. And if it's not a problem. And no one's ever had a problem with it before. And I just was.
And this is why the hipster coffee shops, they wonder why we go to Starbucks. And the answer is because they'll do what we damn well ask. And they know the difference between a Stevia and a Splenda. For the record, if the Stevia people are listening, I also think you guys are doing great work. Absolutely. It's just not for me. But that doesn't mean it's not for a lot of other people.
Yes. And if you have, problems with diabetes or type 2 diabetes, by all means, Stevia is the way to go.
Yeah,
or Splenda. Both good.
You know what? Listen, the bottom line here is there's lots of different sweeteners.
Yes.
For lots of different people.
Correct.
And we're all on our own journey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And God bless us, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's funny because the last segment that I like to do on the show is called Never Let Go. Which is a grudge that we won't let go of.
Oh,
and I think
clearly.
That is 100% in that wheelhouse. And justifiably.
I tend to try and give someone the benefit of the doubt. Like,
yeah.
Is she having a bad day? Did something happen and she's just, you know, working through it? And so, but then I turned around as I was waiting for my coffee to be made, and she just could not be sweeter to the next person and the person after that. I was like, what did I do to this lady? How did I offend this woman that she was so nasty to me? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me though, here's a grudge. I hadn't planned on telling this one, but I think this is the right.
It's time.
Because it connects. So in Canada, there's a little coffee shop called Tim Hortons.
Oh yeah.
Which is very popular. And they have donuts, but they also have Timbits, which are like donut holes down here.
Yep, yep.
But the thing about Tim Hortons Timbits is that depending on the kind you go for, I, for example, am a big fan of the sour cream glazed.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually quite chunky and like delicious. And so for me, when I was in high school and could eat anything I wanted and never gained a pound, oh my God, the amount of like chocolate milk I drank and mac and cheese and such a nightmare.
What a tease.
It is a tease. It is a tease.
Like, guess what? You're not going to be able to do that forever.
Nope.
It's a real disappointment when I figured that out. Like, I can't eat Wendy's every day anymore.
I can't be dipping fries into a Frosty, which is heaven.
Heaven.
But my order, rather than getting a donut, I used to ask for either two or three sour cream glazed Timbits. Because it was like more glaze, if that makes sense. So there's like
more surface area.
Right.
Yeah.
So a sour cream glazed donut is delicious, but I would opt for a few Timbits instead. Because again, for me, in my glorious eating whatever I want days, that was the better deal. So I was with my high school boyfriend at the time, and we went for one of our dates to Tim Hortons. How
so
cute.
Romantic.
So romantic. And so he was like, I'll place the order, like, you go get a table, because I don't need to tell you, this Tim Hortons was popping. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they all? Oh, it was like 7 o'clock on a Wednesday
Forget about it.
It was like, good luck. Good luck. Also, I should note that in my hometown, people will also drive their cars to the Tim Hortons, open the hoods, and then get out their lawn chairs and sit so people can just come and talk about each other's engines in their cars. That's a real thing.
I don't think I understand.
I don't either, because it's not like they were amazing cars. It was just like, it's like, this is my random Honda Civic. Want to take a look at the engine?
Why at the Tim Hortons? Because that's the place to be.
It's the place to be.
Got it.
It's the meeting place.
Got it.
Yeah, thank you very much. So anyway, so my boyfriend goes up to place this order, and he asks for our drinks, and then he says, and can I get three sour cream glazed Timbits? And she went, you know what? I won't charge you for them. Looks at me and then says, I'll just say they were for your dog. And it has stuck with me to this day.
What?
Literally 20 years later, I am still like, ooh, fuck that girl.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
If you go through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons and they see you have a dog in the car, they'll give you a free Timbit to give to your dog. It's like a cute thing. It's like, whatever. It's like a puppuccino at Starbucks.
Sure.
Fine. Nobody gets hurt. But you know who gets hurt? I'm like, is that you flirting? That it's like, oh, like, I'm just going to say these are for your dog girlfriend. Like, is that what you meant by that?
I surely hope not, too.
But again, it felt very pointed. She looked me in the eyes when she said it. Because I was a few steps away going to get a table, but I heard her. Like, she looked at me. I'll just say they were for your dog.
And what did the boyfriend at the time say?
Nothing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, 17 and he didn't,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we were, I think we were 15. I can't remember. But the point is, yeah, he was too young to, like, whatever. But I am also, like, women know from the time we're young. We know when 100%. We're being shaded. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my gosh. Come on. Yeah. That makes me, I feel uncomfortable.
I think about it even now. You I don't should. Know what. It's always stuck with me. I think it was just that it was such a petty. And I also, like, looking back to that angelic cherub face I had at the time, I was so skinny. I was so fresh-faced and beautiful. But you know what? Maybe that's why. Maybe it was a jealousy.
Yeah, you have to just, you know, that is so egregious that I really Thank don't you. Even know what to do with that. But you can just chalk it off to she was doling out donut holes at the Tim Hortons, and here you are, pretty young thing,
yes,
with the cute boy.
Yes.
And she hated her life in that moment. And
she did.
And decided to be nasty about it.
And you know what? Maybe she's still working there.
I literally was about to say the same thing.
Oh my God, I love it. Listen, lady, if you're listening to this podcast and you were the one, just know that I feel sorry for you. And I hope your poor choices brought you some bad karma. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was the wrong move on her part.
Totally. Totally. Tia, I could talk to you forever. This has been such a joy.
I'm
I feel
so
like
excited.
We are legitimately soulmates.
We're friends now.
We are friends now.
Yeah. We'll have a latte with some Splendas in it.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we can each have a latte. We don't have to share
it. If you want to split it, I'm cool. I'm cool with it. I also, I feel like, yeah, we could get our own, but you know,
yeah.
Whatever. One latte, two straws. Although again, we can't be using the straws, you guys, from Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know what I gotta say? I love a straw and I've been reusing my straws, but
Good
then everywhere I go, I feel like I have to announce to people that I'm like, this has been reused. I wash them. I use them
yeah,
for a few
weeks.
Now you're
getting dirty looks.
I'm getting dirty
looks.
Are you
using the metal straws?
You know what? I think that's what my next step is. The thing is, they get so cold and I drink the iced coffee, but
mm-hmm.
You know what? I think maybe, I'm worried. I'm like, are my lips going to stick to it? Like they say, don't put your tongue on
like
a
Dumb
cold
and Dumber.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, thank you very much. Yeah.
You don't want to be Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
I don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to, how cold are your lattes?
You know what? You've just raised a great question, which is, Lauren, sounds like an excuse. Maybe just go on to Amazon and order yourself some metal straws. I'm going to do it as soon as this is done.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great.
Tell the people where they can find you on the social medias.
Oh, on Twitter, it's at Tia Sircar, TIYASIRCAR. And on Instagram, it's at Tia Bird, because Tia is a bird. It's a bird called a Tia Bird.
Oh my God, that's
and
so cute.
And when it chirps, it sounds like it's saying Tia, Tia. So it's called a Tia Bird.
That is literally adorable. Is that why your parents named you Tia?
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
And get this, my sister's name is Priya.
Tia and Priya.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
That is too much cuteness.
Yeah, Priya's name means beloved, and I am a bird. But you know what? I'm okay with it. I like
my name. What a pretty bird.
It's a pretty little bird. It's a little parakeet, and when it chirps, it sounds like saying Tia. That's cool.
I think that's really sweet. Tia
you.
And Priya is one of the cutest things I think I've ever heard. I bet you in high school that was like, oh, Tia and Priya, like you guys must have been like a duo.
Well, she's 4 years older than me. She's
Never
four
mind.
Grades older.
Yeah.
Also, she was like a perfect model child and student, which was real inconvenience to me.
Sure.
But yes, people all knew who Priya was. And then I'd show up, like particularly teachers, they'd be like, oh, you're Priya's sister. And then 2 weeks in, they're like, wait a minute. This is not at all, something has gone awry.
Right. But then you made your own mark.
I sure did.
You flew, little bird.
Oh, thank you very much. Still working on it, but yes.
We all are. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you have a dumb lie, please email us at dumbliesweTell@gmail.com. Maybe I'll read it on the show and you'll get to hear your, you know, inner truths and secrets, spoken loudly over a microphone. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.